News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will continue his five-day US visit with a visit to the White House, of course, tomorrow. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, joins us now. David, what can we expect?
Well, this is obviously a great tradition every year in the US, the visit of the Irish Taoiseach and other cabinet members and members of Congress. Look forward to, you know, wearing green and the shamrocks and so on. And I think despite this very untraditional administration with Donald Trump and all the norm-busting and the conventions being upended, this visit will look relatively normal. We know there's going to be the traditional breakfast with Vice President J.D. Vance on Wednesday morning, and then a meeting with Donald Trump himself in the Oval Office, and maybe a press conference afterwards. And I would expect it to go reasonably smoothly, and I think obviously everyone is hoping to avoid a repeat of Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit a couple of weeks ago, which turned rather sour. I think top of the agenda is business and fostering those financial ties between the two countries. We've already seen the Taoiseach at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, emphasizing Irish investment and really making the case that this is a two-way street and that the US invests in Ireland and vice versa, and there's opportunities for companies on both sides. Of course, it comes in the shadow of Donald Trump's determination to impose tariffs, these taxes on foreign imports, in some cases up to 25%, especially on steel and aluminium. And Ireland, as part of the European Union, is no exception to that. So we will see if there's some discussion there. Certainly, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer brought that up when he met Trump, and I'm sure Emmanuel Macron of France did the same as well. And those two visits, I think, were an interesting guide here because, you know, I think critics of Trump would say he's actually pretty easy to read diplomatically. You you flatter him, you shower him with gifts. It's like giving candy to a child, some would argue. And occasionally you stand your ground, as both Macron and Starmer did at various times, pushing back, but without alienating him. So there's a fine diplomatic tightrope to walk, and I would imagine the Taoiseach will be fine with that. One card he does not have to play, of course, is Donald Trump's predecessor, Joe Biden, was famously proud of his Irish ancestry and would often bring that up. So that was like pushing in an open door. Trump doesn't quite have that same connection. But I think some flattery will go a long way.
Yeah, I imagine it will. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Thank you for talking to News Talk at breakfast this morning. Of course, one of his nannies, one of Trump's nannies is that the kids absolutely adored, was from Dundalk, County Louth. So that might be something the Taoiseach will be bringing up.
Kind of grabbing there, aren't we?
I don't think so. I think it's a good one.
We'll take anything at this point, as long as it doesn't give out to us about trade. Anyway, 7:37 is the time. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.